it's Friday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, for your Word. And Lord, we thank you for all the good things you've been showing us this week on the broadcast. Lord, we ask you again today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith over everybody watching the broadcast today. And Lord, I thank you that you're ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way today by your Spirit. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, A Heart Full of the Word. And again, this week on the broadcast, we've been learning how important it is to keep our hearts full of God's Word all the time. Now let's go back over to Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to look there again at verse 20. Now on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about guarding your heart. Part of keeping your heart full of God's Word, full of the right thing, is guarding your heart so that it doesn't get full of the wrong things. So in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says this again, "My son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh." And then in verse 23, it says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And so up there in verse 21, God told us to keep my words in your heart. He's telling us, I want my words in your heart. And then in verse 23, he told us to guard our hearts. Now, the Amplified Bible says, "Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard." God's Word translation says, "Guard your heart more than you guard anything else." The Message Bible says, "Keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts." And so God places a high priority on our hearts and on us guarding our hearts. Let me read that to you out of the King James again. "Keep your heart with all diligence." The Amplified Bible says, "Above all that you guard." God places a high priority on our hearts and on us guarding our hearts. And friend, you should know why if you've been watching the broadcast this week. Your heart's the control center of your life, and your life flows out of your heart. And if the wrong thing gets in your heart, it's going to start dictating what you do, and that's going to dictate what you experience in your life. And so it's no mystery why God tells us to guard our hearts above all that we guard. And so this should be a high priority in the life of every believer. We need to take this seriously. We need to take this as seriously as we take any other commandment from God. Keep your heart with all diligence. Guard it above all that you guard. You know, it's easy to kind of just brush past these things and not acknowledge the weightiness of it. It's easy to just read a scripture and brush past and kind of go, yeah, okay, I've heard it before. I know it before. Yeah, I'm supposed to guard my heart. Stop and slow down. This is God talking to you. This is God talking to me. And he's telling you, more than you guard anything, guard your heart. Well, because he said that to us, we should take it seriously, and this should be a high priority in our lives. Why would God say this to us? Because we operate out of our hearts. We choose out of here. We fight out of here. We believe out of here. We speak out of here. And all of that affects the kind of life we live. And this is why God's telling you, more than you guard anything, guard your heart. You are at the mercy of whatever fills your heart. And so guard your heart. And don't let the wrong thing fill your heart Thank you, Lord. Now, go back with me to Matthew chapter 6. We looked at this verse on yesterday's broadcast. Matthew chapter 6. Now, how do I guard my heart? Well, on yesterday's broadcast in Matthew chapter 6, we found out in verse 22, it says the light, or you could say the entryway of the body or of the being is the eye or the mind's eye. The Message Bible again says your eyes are the windows into your body. So what we found out on yesterday's broadcast is that your mind is the entryway into your heart. That your mind's eye, what you focus on, what you feed on, is the entryway into your being. Therefore, to guard our hearts, we must guard our minds. Because whatever we feed on and focus on, we're going to get full of. And so we have to guard our minds. We have to be watchful about what we feed on and what we focus on. And that is how we will guard our hearts. We need to monitor closely every day. What am I feeding on? What am I focusing on? What am I thinking about? And if we'll do that, that is how we guard our hearts. You know, I heard somebody share, Keith Moore shared this story long on a message I listened to a while back. And he had preached a message on our thought life and guarding the mind. And a guy came up to him after the service. He said, Brother Keith, he said, I see exactly what you're saying. He said, every mind needs a bouncer at the door. Praise the Lord. And that is such a good way to say that. You know, if you're a bouncer at the door, you have a list of people that can get in. You're not on the list, you don't get in. And when it comes to what you feed on, when it comes to what you focus on, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 told us what to feed on and focus on. It says that whatsoever things are true and lovely and honest and just and of a good report, think on these things. Focus and feed on these things. And so we need to be that way with our minds and what we're feeding on and what we're focusing on. We need to be the bouncer at the door. And if it's not in line with God's word, then we don't feed on it. We don't focus on it. It doesn't get in. The mind is the entryway into the heart. And the way that you guard your heart is you have to monitor what you're feeding on and what you're focusing on and what you're letting into your mind. Now, what happens is many think that they can listen to a bunch of junk and feed on a bunch of junk and focus on a bunch of junk, but it won't get in them. It won't fill them and it won't affect them. You know, I can watch this carnal stuff. I can listen to a bunch of this carnal stuff. And it won't get into me. It won't affect me. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. And friend, that is exactly what the enemy wants you to think. Because while you're sitting there feeding on it and focusing on it and believing that it's not getting in you, it actually is getting in you. And so don't be deceived. What you feed on, what you focus on, what you think about, what you listen to, that is what you're gonna be full of. You can't feed on something spiritually and it not get in you. You know, in Job 34:3, it says this, the ear tries words as the mouth tastes meat. The ear tries words as the mouth tastes meat. And so this scripture is liking us eating natural food with our mouth to us eating words with our ears. And so the words that you allow into your ears, you eat them spiritually. Jeremiah 15:16 says this, your words were found and I did eat them, and your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. And so you can't eat a box of Twinkies, for instance, and then say, well, this isn't going to affect me. I'm not going to put on any weight, and I'm still going to be healthy all my life. I'm just eating a box of Twinkies every day, but it's not going to really get in me and affect me. No, if you eat a box of Twinkies every day, those Twinkies are getting in you, and those Twinkies are going to affect how your body operates. See, nobody's that foolish to think like that naturally. You know that what you eat is going to get in you and it's going to affect you. And so when it comes to the words that you feed on and the words that you focus on and the things that you feed and focus on spiritually, don't be so foolish as to think it won't affect you or you won't get full of it. No, what you feed on, what you focus on, you're gonna get full of. And if you want to guard your heart, and if you want your heart to only be full of God's Word, then it starts by guarding and monitoring what you're feeding on and what you're focusing on. Thank you, Lord. Now, how do we guard our minds? Let's go to Joshua 1:8 and we'll close there today. Joshua chapter 1, and let's look there at verse 8. And this is a verse that we look at often on the broadcast because it's a good verse and there's a lot of light, a lot of revelation in it. God told Joshua this. He said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night." What's God telling Joshua to do? He's telling him, I want you to be focusing on and thinking about and meditating on my word day and night. Well, how do you do that? Well, read the first part of the verse. He told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." And so with your mouth, you can control your mind. You can direct your focus. If I'm sitting there saying to myself all day, God's blessing is in me. God's blessing is upon me. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. And the blessing of the Lord, it is making me rich in every area of my life. God's blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And the blessing of Abraham is mine. And I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out. If I'm just saying that to myself all day, where's my focus? Where's my mind? It is on what I'm saying. And so one of the big ways that you guard your mind and you guard your focus is you do it with your mouth. If your focus starts to go a way that it's not supposed to go, starts to go on a little rabbit trail, and you start thinking about how, gosh, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this, or I don't know if I'm going to be able to get free from this, or I don't know if I'm going to be able to overcome this, you arrest your focus. You arrest your thought life right there with your words, and you open up your mouth and say out loud, "No, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. God is with me. He's for me. He's on my side. He is going to help me in this situation. And I am going to get through. And I am going to overcome. And I am going to get free from this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." See, the moment I open up my mouth, I'm directing my focus. I'm guarding my mind. And by doing that, I'm actually guarding my heart. Because I'm not allowing it into my mind. I'm not allowing myself to focus on it. And by doing that, I'm guarding the entryway into my heart. And so your mouth is a big part of how you guard your mind and guard your heart. And so, friend, one thing you need to do is learn the art of meditation. In Joshua 1:8, when God told Joshua, "Meditate my word day and night," the word meditate means to mutter and to utter. Come on, friend, have you ever muttered anything to yourself? Have you ever uttered anything to yourself? Certainly you have. And usually, if you're honest, it's negative, isn't it? And so learn the art of meditation. If you do that, you will dictate your focus. And in doing that, you're guarding your heart. Learn the art of meditation. I mean, you can pick out a verse or two each day, and you can just make a decision. I'm gonna mutter and utter this all day. I'm gonna just say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can just mutter and utter that all day, and when you do, you're controlling your focus, you're controlling your thought life, and what you're doing is you're guarding your heart, because while you're focusing and muttering and uttering that, you're not focused on anything else, and so nothing else will be getting into your heart. And so this is a big way that you guard your heart, is learn the art of meditation And then the other thing that you do is cut off the flow of anything negative that you've been focusing on. Cut off the flow of anything negative that you've been feeding on. In James chapter 1, verse 21, the scripture says, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. What's that telling us? Cut off the flow of anything you don't want to be full of. Just cut off the flow. And you do that by, when your focus tries to go that way, you open up your mouth and you begin to utter and to mutter what God has said about you. When you're doing that, when you're meditating and uttering and muttering what God says, you've taken control of your mind, you've taken control of your focus, you've cut off the wrong flow, you're allowing the right flow to go in you. And friend, when you're doing that, what you're doing is you're guarding your heart. And remember, the Lord told us to guard our hearts above everything else. And one of the big keys to doing it is you gotta use your mouth. I mean, your mind will go weird places, won't it? I mean, your mind will go strange places if you allow it to. Your mind will go a bunch of different directions it doesn't need to go. And that's when you need to open up your mouth and bring it back to center, bring it back to the Word. And when you do that, you're guarding your heart. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, guard your heart above all that you guard. Number two, to guard your heart, you must guard your mind, because your mind is the entryway into your heart. And then number three, you guard your mind and in turn your heart with your own words, by opening up your mouth and speaking words that are in line with God's words. And friend, when you do that, you guard your heart and you keep your heart full of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for helping us to guard our hearts. And Lord, we heed your command. You told us to guard your heart above everything we guard. And so we just make a decision today. We say yes to that command. We are gonna guard our hearts. And Lord, we are asking for direction and wisdom and grace and help to do that. We don't want anything in our hearts that is not in line with your word. So Father, we thank you for help and grace from your Spirit to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast all this week. I believe these things that the Lord showed us are some of the most powerful things that we've ever gotten into on the broadcast. And so I would encourage you to go back, watch again. Go to mam.tv or YouTube or Facebook. Go watch these broadcasts again. And here's something you can do that'll really help you. If you go to mam.tv, you can get the outlines of the broadcast and take those outlines and go back to the scriptures and study them for yourself and renew your mind to how vitally important it is to get your heart full of God's Word. This will affect your life in such a great and a mighty way. And that's what I'm believing with you, and that's what I'm believing for you. I'm believing that you're gonna get so full of the Word that it's gonna begin to dictate everything you do, and you are gonna get into some great things that God has prepared for you in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, hey, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.